We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
All right. Buffalo Bills, they're the best team in the AFC East. Does anyone think otherwise?
No.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yes.
After three games. You know what I mean? Like, I had so much, you know, excitement heading into this season. Obviously, it has not gone as planned. But I also thought that this was the Buffalo fall-off season, and Josh Allen looks like an MVP.
No, he was amazing.
Amazing.
He needs a top receiver. No, I'll just throw it to nine different receivers and score on all five drives I go out there on. That was, you know what? I know we hate him because we're AFC East. That was impressive performance. There we go.
Right. You were trying to say something with perfection, but you wanted to say perfection performance, which didn't make any sense. And you never got to the place of perfect performance in your head because you were locked in on perfection and you couldn't figure out why that wasn't working. I saw that happening in real time. I swear to God, he got caught on trying to use perfection, but it wasn't in the right spot in the sentence. But he couldn't, I've done that before. He couldn't understand why it wasn't working in his head, though, because he was stuck on perfection instead of perfect. Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to make perfection work. He couldn't get there.
Impressive. There we go. That was the one I was trying to get.
It's all right. No
matter.
By the
way, that's how a play call sounds to Skylar Thompson when it's coming in from Mike McDaniel. And that's why they keep getting flagged.
No, and Julian Hill, too. Goodness gracious. You have that play call and Julian Hill? You'll never finish a game.
Gentlemen, approach these next 4 hours like you have full immunity because nobody will make a worse mistake today on our show than Leroy Horde trying to say the famous "Are you not entertained?" line and quote Russell Crowe from the movie Gladiator. This was Leroy today.
Are you not amazed? Are you not amazed?
Yeah, Leroy, we're amazed.
I am also petitioning to give that to DBJ this week.
Are you not amazed?
Leroy, you got to stop buying the DVDs outside the Pollo Tropical because you're not getting the true version.
As Tio. Tio voicing over.
That's funny, man. Did they crush him for that?
Oh, man. He walked off the show early today because he had a couple other faux pas. I'm not one to poke fun at somebody messing up words. Right. I do it all the time. Yeah. But that one was, that was interesting.
Are you not amazed? That's funny, man.
That was worse than my mistake yesterday.
Yeah, I was thinking about it today because I saw an Instagram post from your brother who happens to be like a high-level educator. And I thought to myself, What must he think about Jimmy saying the TV show debuted on the stage in 1990? Debuted. And you said it with a lot of authority. So my guess is that you thought debuted was indeed the word.
Yeah, because it's just the way it looked.
Sure, it looks like debuted. You are correct.
It's phonetic.
Hey, we have an important announcement regarding our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. Obviously, there's this big storm, Helene. So due to weather concerns, even though we're not in the path or the cone, there is going to be, you know, from the dirty side, the right side of the storm, some gusts and potential heavy rain. And from what I'm told, the smoke on the water, a lot of it's outdoors.
Yeah.
Correct, Crowder? Yeah.
Yes.
So just out of an abundance of caution, Whiskey Stars and Cigars has been rescheduled to Wednesday, October 9th. Still be a great night, and we're going to do the whole thing. And if you've got your invite from WQAM.com, you're good to go. It's just going to be a different date. So it will be, instead of tomorrow night, it is Wednesday, October 9th.
I hate who would you rather feeder bands. I hate
feeder bands.
Feeder bands.
That's
yeah.
what I was looking for. I couldn't think of that. Feeder bands.
No matter where the damn hurricane is, we get feeder bands.
Who would you rather have as your NFL franchise quarterback? Tua Tagovailoa or Trevor Lawrence?
Ooh, that's tough because Trevor doesn't get hurt, but he sucks. And Tua, healthy.
People say the best ability is availability, but not if he's stuck.
He's out there, but he's terrible. Oh, do I want Tua? I haven't seen anything
That's
out of
the Trevor. Answer. The answer is Tua. Yeah. I'm sorry. The answer is Tua. Why are you shaking your head, Solana?
Because it's ridiculous.
I mean, we watched a full game of Trevor Lawrence this season. And if you watched him last night or any time last season, that guy sucks.
He does. I'm 100% in agreement with you. He's not a franchise quarterback. Crowder, you spent all offseason telling us Trevor Lawrence can make every throw, and I don't know what you saw because the dude can't make every throw. He's lost nine straight games. Literally, he's defense, lost nine straight
the
starts.
Field Solana, I was talking about in pass scale, warm up.
Hawk, at least Trevor Lawrence doesn't miss games the way Tua might end up missing games. We have to have a serious conversation here. We're okay with the fact that our franchise quarterback can't take a hit because he's going to miss four games every year?
No, I don't want to go through that every year. I believe that the Dolphins placed him on IR probably without needing to.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, I do.
I believe this is an optics thing.
I agree.
And so, I mean, Ron Armstead's in concussion protocol. He's not going on IR. That guy's being held together with staples. So I think that was more of an optics thing. But I don't give more credence. I watched Tua go through a season last season without getting hurt. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Trevor Lawrence go through a season without sucking.
Tua's never going to get his job taken for performance.
Right.
Tua gets hurt. You can't play. Trevor, the Jaguars sooner or later have to think about, should we put somebody else in the game?
I think it was Kevin Clark from ESPN tweeted out something like Andy Dalton should start for the Jags next game. And it should just be like Andy Dalton is like bar rescue. So any place that's failing, you send in Andy Dalton just to fix things for 1 week. And then he goes to the next place.
I wish we had us an Andy.
So we don't know. Mike McDaniel had a press conference today. He doesn't know who's going to be the quarterback on Monday night right now. He said Skyler, the next 48 hours is critical to see how he's healing. He doesn't know at that point if it would then be Tim Boyle or Tyler Huntley. Then he ended it by saying, "Are you not amazed?" And then walked off. Everybody was confused.
Honestly, put in Snoop. I've thought about this. I saw that there was a Twitter poll you sent. I think y'all might have sent it. Put in Snoop. At least he can take off.
Mm-hmm.
At least put in a package, put in him and him and
run the Wildcat. Do anything.
Wildcat type
stuff. You.
No, for real. It's simpler. It's easy. The guys already know how to block a run play. Now your quarterback's just a bonus player. Let Tyler Huntley go in there. If he doesn't start, at least he should have a package.
Yes.
Because watching Tim Boyle, come on, man. That's not going to win you games. That's not going to score you points. It doesn't score you points. We watched him not score points. Tyler Huntley needs to play on Monday night.
I'll tell you what. Let's do headlines. John Michaels is going to join us today. I told you we are not going to ignore the Hurricanes. We're not going to allow the Dolphins shenanigans to overshadow what has been a phenomenal start by the Miami Hurricanes. So John Michaels will join us from 680 The Fan, and Adam Beasley will join us from Pro Football Network. I'm sure he has a lot of ideas on how to fix the Dolphins. We'll ask him what his ideas are. Let's get headlines first, though, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I'd like to approach your previous question, Hawk, in a different way. Who would you rather be your starting quarterback? The guy who was knocked out by somebody who once died on an NFL field, or the guy who, for the first time in NFL history, threw a pass, a completion, or an interception, to a guy who previously died on an NFL field?
I go with the guy who was knocked out by the guy who died on the NFL field. I'm more entrenched in my Tua opinion than ever before, and I know it makes some people angry that my takeaway from Sunday was that Tua is the most valuable player you've seen in a decade here. But I'm entrenched in that opinion because I have seen this team when Tua's out there, and I've seen this team when Tua is not out there. It is dramatically different. Dramatically. Now, does that mean maybe they don't have the right backup? Maybe that. But right now, my eyes tell me this team is a playoff contender with Tua, and they are one of the worst teams in the NFL without him.
To your question, Solana, I take the guy picked off by the zombie because I know who that is. Damn, Josh Allen is good.
No, it was Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor
who was picked
Lawrence,
off by
man.
The zombie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nah. I'll take the sleepy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the AFC East, the battle.
How can Josh Allen run straight down the middle every single time they need a first down? He jumps up fine, and he falls like an infant. He stumbles over himself.
I don't know. I know it was one of the easiest bets that I've had in a long time. Bills minus 4.5 last night. That was a laugher from the jump.
But you won it. You won on the first drive.
I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. How about Jaden Daniels for Washington?
He's good.
Holy moly.
My fantasy quarterback.
21 of 23, 254 yards, 3 total touchdowns. He had more touchdowns last night, guys, than incompletions.
Wow.
That's 21 of 23.
He was throwing some bombs, too. Like, it wasn't little dinks and dunks.
Oh, Terry, scary Terry. Mega still play.
Bro, that dart he threw to win the game, essentially, was one of the more impressive throws I've ever seen a rookie quarterback make. Really, back of the end zone, pressure, stakes of the game.
He was about to get lambasted, too. I mean, he just, that was impressive.
Jags and Bengals, both 0-3. No Super Bowl champion has ever begun the season 0-3. Only one team this century has ever climbed out of an 0-3 hole and made the playoffs.
Who was it?
No idea. I just know that is a stat. I do not know who it is.
How do you know that's a stat?
The Athletic had written it, and I copied and pasted it into my headlines. Okay. But I don't know who the other team was, truthfully. I do not know.
Yeah, the Bengals done ran they done ran their skill positions hot. T. Higgins is unhappy. Jamar's unhappy. They're not paying anybody. And them dudes aren't playing. Joe Mixon's gone. Like, yeah, I think they've messed up that organization.
Don't worry. Jimmy's looking this up. So, again, we will have our answer.
All right. We'll have that by 6:05. Yeah.
We'll tweet it out. Not going to hear it on air.
All right. There's a lot of local notes outside of just who's starting at quarterback. No timetable for Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller, as Hawk mentioned, still in concussion protocol. Mike McDaniel confirmed Tua will meet with neurologists this week.
All right.
He's going to train. Headed on up on the Greyhound.
They had to make sure that there were no Disney on Ice performances. Locked down a night.
I can get to my podiatrist faster than he gets to his neurologist.
Mike McDaniel was asked about giving up play calling duties. Like, has he thought about it? He was asked this last year, by the way, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He said no. Like, he's not considering that.
I'm with that, by the way. He's here for that.
Yeah.
He's here for that. It's the thing that drives me crazy about, you know, even you yesterday saying they've got to be a run team. They've got to be a run it down your throat team. And I'm like, no, they're a throwing team. They have Tyreek and Jalen Waddle for a reason. And Mike McDaniel's here for a reason. His offensive acumen. So he's got to call the plays.
I wasn't saying they need to change his whole coaching philosophy, Hawk. I'm saying if Tim Boyle's in the game, how about you put him with a couple more run plays in the playbook? Kansas City runs the ball a lot, and they have one of the best quarterbacks in the world. When Tom Brady was the Patriots, there were games Tom Brady threw the ball 12 times, and they'd run it right after you. They had the GOAT. You can't load up and just pass 40 times a game and win every game. Sometimes you have to run the ball, especially when you have backups in.
I have the answer for the last team to make the playoffs after starting 0-3. That is the 2018 Texans.
Oh, so it's fairly recent.
Yeah, they finished 11-5, and they won the division.
Sure. How'd you find that out?
I looked it up.
I understand that. How? Like, what did you look for?
I stretch.
Jimbo.
The Miami Heat have filled their 15th roster spot. Welcome, Nas Little, to the Miami Heat.
Jimmy the Donk has made a great Photoshop of Leroy Horde as Russell Crowe saying, "Are you not amazed?"
Yeah, I'll leave my Leroy alone. He was tired.
Great.
The Heat announced a New Jersey Patch sponsorship with Robin Hood. And Terry Rozier has been cleared for 5-on-5 work. Training camp starts next week.
All right.
Your weather, Rummy Desmond, Dover Law Firm.
What are you laughing at?
Call them 866. I mean, you are so not interested in any Heat note. I mean, we got a new.
We're talking about the. I replied to Chris P. Haynes. the scoreboard's already paying dividends. Nas something.
Inside Nas. Terry Rozier is playing his next better. We listen to all of it.
Yeah, they got a scoreboard. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Right. 50,000 pixels. Something crazy.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954.
You want to give your opinion on Nas Little?
No. I mean, that's fine. We don't have to dive into it.
But you're the one saying that we weren't interested, but it sounds like you do want to dive into it.
I want to make it clear, like, Heat season is a week away. When Greg Little signed with the Dolphins, you had, content for it for days. But no, nothing for Nazir Little. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Understood.
I don't know anything about him. I knew that Greg Little couldn't find 595, but that was odd because he didn't need to drive on 595. Go ahead. Tell me something about Nas Little.
I don't know anything about Nas Little, so...
Oh, yeah, some speed. He's ball handler.
Wing player, former first-round pick, played for the Suns. Couple starts.
Out of North Carolina, man. He's something.
Culture guy. He's a culture guy.
Yeah. Bayou.
But I think, like, I don't really know anything about him, but Yeah, so he's a career 5-2 guy.
Culture guy. Yeah.
His culture's not scoring a lot.
Fits right in. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm.
He better be hell on defense. 5-3-1 He better be a lockdown defender.
I thought I was reading it wrong. He's a 5-2 career guy.
White on rice defense, though. He gets right in their back pocket. He's a pair of jeans on people.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Call them 866.
Did that go about the way you expected?
Yep. Call them 866-954-MORE. Man, you have to thank God for Cam Ward. Because if the Canes were the Canes from 2 years ago, we would be doing segments on Nas Little.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Thank you, Cam.
Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's hot and humid, obviously. Keep an eye on the Atlantic. That is your weather.
All right. John Michaels will join us in the next segment. He is the biggest Miami Hurricanes fan in all of sports media, and we will celebrate our Canes with him next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, did you find your tooth?
Hawk and Crowder.
And talk with John Michaels in a sec. Football season is here. I hope you've got the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone. I'm glad I did last night with Buffalo Bills -4.5. That was a laugher, and that was fun. Hard Rock Bet, that's Florida's only legal sports book. Very easy to sign up. Deposits and withdrawals can be made quickly via PayPal, Venmo, credit cards. It's all very easy. All you have to do to get started is download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, Google Play Store, go online. The hardrock.bet app is clean and straightforward and easy to use, and you can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida. If you try Hard Rock Bet now, you can get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. So it's very easy. Maybe you want to bet a straight bet, a parlay, prop bet, over under, live bet. Maybe you want to bet the Canes minus the points on a Friday night. It's up to you. But if you don't win, the amount you bet, up to $100, you will get back as a bonus bet right in your account. So it's a risk-free first bet. Have a little fun with us this season. We love talking sports wagering on this show a lot. Get in on it. Download the Hard Rock Bet app now. All right, Crowder, you're in New York today, huh? You're in,
yes.
The Big Apple. You going to get a little Dirty Water hot dog?
No.
Okay. How about a slice of pizza at Original Ray's?
I don't know Original Ray's, but I'm going to get some pizza.
All right,
you got me with the pizza. That little nasty little hot dog, you can keep it.
Let's talk with John Michaels. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk with John and give the Canes some love, which they deserve, I will remind you, especially maybe you're going to the game on Friday night, the best Canes gear, the best merch is at Caneswear in Davie on University Drive, or check it out online at caneswear.com. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's one happy Hurricanes fan, as am I. You feeling good about this team, John?
I feel great. Other than one of my co-hosts up here, Brian Finneran, is a absolute hater when it comes to Miami. So I've got a deal with Prize Picks, great daily fantasy game. So every week I do a prize pick of the week. So this week it was, I had the over on Dylan Sampson running the football for more than 82 yards. And I said, I'm taking more on Cam Ward. I think it was 322.5. I said, he's going to go north of 4 Bills against South Florida. And of course, I kind of get to 400. He's not throwing for 400. So Saturday night, I've had about 7 or 8, Tito's and Red Bull in my system. I'm down in the basement screaming. I text them 404 yards for Cam Ward. And of course, I get the response, it's against South Florida. I said, well, what the hell did Jalen Milroe's Heisman contending ass do when he threw for 194 yards against South Florida? Oh, don't you knock Cam Ward. Oh, and then he gives me the response, oh, that's your boy now? He's been your quarterback for 4 games. I said, I don't care if he's been the quarterback for 4 minutes. He's wearing the orange and green. You're damn right he's my boy. And he's leading the Heisman Trophy. And if you can't tell, I'm fired up because we're 4-0 and we're going to fry some hokey on Friday night and get rid of those clowns as well.
Kane Swagger's back, Crowder. I think you would have. I think you can hear it as well as I can, but Kane Swagger is back.
Okay, and I'm not – Cam Ward's amazing. We've talked about this. Cam Ward is something special, and I think he should be the front runner for the Heisman right now. And I'm taking a shot at my team, the Gators, with this too. The Canes haven't really played anybody. No concern when they start playing real teams or if they do have to play a real team. Virginia Tech's okay, maybe going out to Cal. Any concern when they play – people over 17.
Georgia, Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah, my concern will be the college football playoffs then, because if you look at our schedule, there ain't a real team on there. Cal sucks. Cal's going to go out there and smoke some weed and, you know, maybe wear some hippie clothes. They lost to Florida State, so they're out. Virginia Tech lost to Virginia. They lost to Vanderbilt and Rutgers. If we lose to them, fire the whole damn school if you lose to them on Friday night. I think you're one tough game, to be honest. And I watched Louisville a bunch on Saturday because they played Georgia Tech and we had to talk about it. I think Louisville's going to give you a game. Tyler Shuck can throw it around. They're going to try to bring a lot of pressure, which I'm not sure that's the best thing to do against Miami right now. And they've got some athletes on the offensive side of the ball. And Brohm, Coach Brohm does a really good job running a lot of mesh concepts and rub routes and stuff like that. So I think that's the one game during the regular season that may test you. Their true test may not be until December against a team like Clemson who has a great defense. It may not be till late December when they're playing in a college football playoff game against an Alabama or a Missouri or somebody along those lines. I am interested. Can you stay healthy all year? Can you make sure you don't have a brain fart game? Even in Mario's best teams at Oregon, they would some reason go on a late sleepy Saturday night to Arizona State and lose. Or they'd have a moment against Stanford where they'd lose. But it's something when I watch this, and yeah, the swagger is back. I've watched Miami for 40 years, and, you know, I can be fake and tell you how great I thought they would be for many years, but deep down inside, I knew they weren't as good as they are. They've got players everywhere. They've got a mentality about them everywhere. And they just look like a team that whether it's Virginia Tech on Friday night, whether it's a 10:30 start at Cal Berkeley, whether it's a noon start here in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, I think everybody's going to have to bring an A-plus game against Miami. And Miami's going to have to play a C game for anybody that's on this schedule to beat them.
This Hurricanes football team is the best you've seen since... And I'll take it one step further as well. Cam Ward is the best quarterback at UM you've seen since.
So best team since 2002, and I don't think it's close. You know, I'm recording my podcast kind of as we're speaking, not right this second, but I was doing it a little while ago, and I started thinking about all the teams that started 4-0 for Miami. You know, last year started 4-0. I think it was 2017 started 4-0. 2020 may have started 4-0. 2016, 2013, go back a couple of years, 2009, they started 3-1. All of those teams felt flawed. At some point, it felt like, you know, if the shoe dropped, it was going to go sideways. And 17 was magical, but let's be real. It's a miracle against FSU. It's not really a miracle. It's a late score against FSU. It's a miracle against Georgia Tech on a tip ball for a catch. You know, there were late game heroics against Virginia. The only two games you really felt like you dominated people were Virginia Tech and Notre Dame on those back-to-back, you know, nationally televised games. This team feels like, outside of, you know, a fluky turnover against South Florida, it doesn't even feel like they've been challenged. I was in Gainesville. That was no challenge. They could have put 60 on the Gators if Mario Cristobal wanted to be a complete jerk against them. So it's the best team since 2002. And I've watched every quarterback since Jim Kelly. This may sound crazy. Cam Ward's the best of all of them because he gives us something that – and I love Steve Walsh. I love Gino Toretta. I love, you know, you name them. Ken Dorsey, Vinny Testaverde. I think athletically, he's the best since Vinny. I think mind-wise, he's the best since either Dorsey or Steve Walsh. And arm strength-wise, it's Jim Kelly. You're putting it all together. I think he's the best of all of them. I know that's crazy to say. I think he's got a really good chance of being Heisman Trophy winner number 3. And I think he's got a chance before it's all said and done. At the end of the 2024 season in Atlanta, Georgia, we might all be there celebrating at the end. And then I'm coming down, come hell or high water, to that national championship parade.
And John, are they talented as a team? I'm not taking shots, but when you bring up Ken Dorsey, we know his weapons, like the Andre Johnson, Santana Moss, is like all those guys. You go back to Jim Kelly, we talked to Gino Toretta, he brings up all his receivers that went to the league. What is it, like Arroyo, Restrepo, Lyles, and Martinez in the backfield, are they just not known, or are they as talented as those teams of the past? Because for you to say they're as good as those teams of the past, I don't see that Hall of Fame breed right now at UM, even though they're a great team.
I don't know that they're quite those teams, you know, and it's tough because those teams are so revered because obviously they won championships or got to championship games. We look at what these guys did in the NFL, and, you know, Andre Johnson is one of the all-timers, Santana Moss and Reggie Wayne, all-timers. Kenny Dorsey, although he didn't make it to the NFL with great success, still made it one of the all-timers in college. But I do think these kids have chances. Now, is Xavier Restrepo as good as Santana Moss? No. I think he's Braxton Berrios on steroids, and Braxton was great as a college receiver. I think Isaiah Horton is a young kid, could be, you know, at 6'4" and 200 some odd pounds, could be any of that. Sam Brown runs like the wind. Jacoby George, if he'd stop dropping passes from time to time, can do all of that. I think Martinez is an NFL back, and I think where you get it more than anything, Crowder, is the offensive line. I think Malanoa in 2 years is a top six pick in this draft. I think Zach Carpenter is an NFL player. I think Inez Cooper has turned himself into an NFL player. That's things over the past 20 years you haven't had. You had solid linemen that might have been seventh round pick, fifth round pick, and kind of carved out a career. I think you got special kids up there now. And on the defensive front, the same way. You think about it, that D-line is eating. And they haven't had their best player except for one play in Reuben Bain. I think Malanoa at middle linebacker is an NFL guy. I think Wesley Bissaint's turned himself into an NFL guy. So I think as time goes along, this team might be able to, 5 years from now, you say, hey, they were as talented as any other team. But I look, and I think more of it is I look at today's day and age of college football, I don't necessarily see a special team. I think Texas is special. I think Texas is national title good. I think Georgia's good to great, but I don't think they're as good as they were the couple of years they won championships. I don't think Alabama has, other than that kid Ryan Williams and maybe Jalen Milroe, super special kids. And Ohio State, to me, scares the hell out of me because they got weapons everywhere, but Lord knows we owe them from about 21 years ago. But I think Miami's right in that mix with every one of those teams.
What have you thought through four games? I've asked this of several people. Have you watched any of the games and said to yourself, man, they really need to improve this because a good team is going to exploit that? I can't find a spot where they need to improve. I can't find a spot where I think anything has a hitch.
I think the only place is first half run game. And again, listening to Shannon Dawson this week, it's more they're just taking what the defense is giving them. You know, I think they had 20 yards or 22 yards on like 12 carries in the first half against South Florida, and then they explode for 180. They did the same thing against Ball State, ended up with over 200 yards. Florida, you know, Florida was playing a little more too high safety. I think they were scared crapless that Miami was going to bomb them, which they did, and they played a little bit softer, and Miami ran the ball better. But I think that's more along the lines, Hawk, of just teams are afraid right now of Miami mauling them. So they're trying to take the running game away, and instead they're allowing Cam Ward to bomb them. But you're right. Through four games, I don't see a weakness. You're obviously going to be challenged more as the ACC schedule comes along. I think the biggest thing for me is always going to be mentality. They're still 18 to 22 year old kids. And right now everybody in the world's patting them on the back. Can they continue to work as hard and be as prepared when people are patting them on the back?
What about the USF hurry up? Because early in that game, it looked like it was getting to them a little bit. USF is not that talented, so that you knew they were never going to be able to maintain that and win the one-on-ones, but it seemed like it limited that D-line you're speaking of, who they have some monsters up front. Could a better team do that, you know, play every 15 seconds and work against Miami?
I think the only team, though, that does that in the country is Tennessee, and I left them out. I think Tennessee is really, really good. I was watching them Saturday night demolish Oklahoma. I think defensively they're good, but their offense is, because Alex Golish came directly from the Josh Heupel tree, I think could do kind of the same thing. And, yeah, that would be worrisome. But I think it also gets worrisome for the other team if you do go three and out. And let's be real, South Florida – that little Wes Welker kid or whoever the hell he was, little Atkins, that little white dude was killing us with those little 3-yard routes and pick plays and rub routes. he was the only one, though, that really threatened us. And the problem is, you know, in the first half, South Florida was able to pick up first down after first down and keep their offense on the field. You go three and out against Miami in like 18 seconds, you could be getting blown out before it's all said and done. So could somebody exploit that? Yes, I think in spurts they could. But I don't know outside of Tennessee if anybody could run that offense and it be sustainable.
Man, we're having fun, aren't we, John? And I make so no awesome. Apologies about this schedule. None.
Hey, look, it's not our fault that Florida sucks. It's not our fault that Florida State is dreadful. It's not our fault that the ACC didn't put Clemson on the schedule. None of that's our fault. And it's going to be our fault when we whoop their ass and we're 11-1 or 12-0 when this season's all over with and we're in Charlotte and we're playing for an ACC championship game. And if we win that, we get a bye and we're in the playoffs. I told all my co-hosts, I said, you guys have known me 20 years. You've never seen Miami great. Don't let us be in that playoffs. Don't let us be in the semifinals. And don't let us be in the championships. Because if you think I'm a jerk now, wait till Miami's playing on the biggest stage. And I come in with four turnover chains, socks pulled up to my knees. I might go get a gold grill and get that thing orange and green. It's going to be everything you think of a stereotypical Miami fan, I'm going to be every bit of that.
Yeah. Just Sean, be ready, Crowder. Just
Sean
be
Atkins.
Ready.
That's the little white boy that's 28 years old.
Is he like 28? Like,
yeah. He's graduated already. He was working at CVS. The coach had to convince him to quit his day job to play football.
It's why it's so funny listening to John talk about all these NFL guys. But the best player on the field last Saturday was a white guy nobody had ever heard of.
Solana, you're so right. I'm screaming at the TV going, can somebody cover the little white dude? Like, we know they're throwing the ball to him and him only. Like, go get him. And they just couldn't do it.
That's great. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. John Michaels and the letter U. He is cocky Hurricanes fan. It is back. Prepare yourself if you're not in the right frame of mind, because we can get a little outlandish, but we've been waiting a long time to feel this way, and it's already starting to ooze out of his pores, man.
Did you tell John I got a pass this season? I can.
Yeah, we're giving Crowder a pass for the Canes this season, right? We're bringing him on board.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Crowder's my guy. So I had to defend him on social media because, you know, people that don't understand y'all's show, and I listen whenever I can here, it's not always going to be technical breakdowns. And Crowder was having fun with Cam Ward before the season. Like, I don't know where this guy come from. And I know Channing, a lot of it's tongue in cheek. And Miami fans were like, how does this guy have a show on Miami radio? Oh, I don't know, because he's great at what he does. Like, give the dude a damn break. Now, get him a dental like, plan, but outside of that, he's great.
Hey, John. I like that you say it's not always technical breakdowns. It's never technical breakdowns.
Hey, John, I have a restaurant now in Hard Rock Stadium. They cuss my ass out on Canes home games, boy.
I mean, this segment was too much football talk. I wanted to talk about Cherry's Jubilee Day. That's really where I had headed, planned on heading. But anyway, we got to let you go. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter. John Michaels U is the Twitter account. See you, John.
See you, guys.
There you go. Talk a little Canes. Give him a little love. Celebrate the orange and green, because it's been a little overshadowed by the Dolphins. I want to make sure we celebrate our Miami Hurricanes. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
Back in my day, we'd go to the Orange Bowl, urine would drip on us, and we were healthy.
Hock and Crowder.